Hi guys, this is Simone.
And this is Sarita.
And we are here for another snippet.
It is your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Yes, it's a shortened version of Clean Ears Podcast. Just a little nugget to get you until the next time.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into it.
Today we are talking about when people hurt your feelings, because people will hurt your feelings.
Yeah, and since you must be 2 minutes old if you don't know that, people are coming for your feelings, and they may not even mean to, but they will get trampled, and so we're here to help.
Exactly. So if you are alive right now, there's a 100% chance that someone is going to hurt your feelings, and also that you will hurt someone else's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So in case you thought that maybe you were exempt because your feelings were not hurt, you probably hurt somebody's feelings. And so we just wanted to talk about a couple of ways that we deal with hurt feelings, because it happens and we've seen it walked out in a lot of dysfunctional and destructive ways. So let's get into it.
We're number one. And this is for real number one. You have to forgive them.
Oh, snap. I know, right? Let them marinate. Okay. Yes. We were serious. You have to forgive them. Because there are a lot of scriptures surrounding this. And, you know, at the end of the day, the word says that we need to forgive. Forgiving doesn't mean you're being weak. It doesn't mean that you're saying that what they did is okay. It's that you're deciding that, hey, man, I am not going to continue to hold this offense against you. We understand that some things are easy to forgive and that some things are hard to forgive, but they must all be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's really for you more than it is for the other person, because if it's an accidental offense, I promise you they're not even thinking about it
at all.
And you're out here marinating and dedicating your whole existence to it. And that's not healthy. And so you really want to forgive them for yourself so that you can be better and you can grow.
Absolutely. The second thing that you want to do is, it's a pretty tough one. Don't gossip.
Oh, snap.
When somebody hurts your feelings, it's so easy to pick up the phone and be like, girl, let me tell you what such and such did. If it's a relative, I want to call my mama and be like, mama, let me tell you what your child did, or whatever the situation may be. Mm-hmm. And I think that while it's very easy to do, we got to just not gossip.
And it's so easy because you're like, well, it's my business, so... You know, it's nothing bad, but in reality, you're not talking about you. You're talking about someone else. And they, no matter what they said or how they hurt your feelings, again, this is a reflection on you. If you are the one who's gossiping, you're trying to get somebody to be on your side.
Exactly. And let's not do the, well, my friend was a Christian, so I called my Christian friend so that we could talk about it. Because at the end of the day, nah. You didn't call that person seeking counsel. You didn't call that person because you genuinely wanted to resolve something. You legit called that person to vent. And let's just be honest, that is what is taking place. No.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be real careful with y'all trying to make the scriptures work for your issues.
Exactly. Well, she's saved, so you're making it your friend's responsibility to correct you on your vent. What part of the game is that? Now, if you're actually asking for counsel, make that clear at the top of the conversation. Don't make it your friend's responsibility as a believer to interject and say, hey, girl, you sound like you might be gossiping a little bit. State it at the top of the conversation so that that person knows exactly what they're being asked to do in the situation. And also, they can at that point hold you accountable to make sure that you don't gossip. But you can't be trying to slide up into some accidental accountability because it may not actually take place. So just be mindful.
And number three, guys, we are asking you to not assassinate the character of the person who hurt your feelings, even if that is all you can think about.
Exactly. Like, in your mind, make sure that you are still, like, thinking favorably, as favorably as possible about that person. And I relate it to work, because work is like a minefield for hurt feelings. it's real easy to be like, she don't never turn in her reports on time. And she always late. And it feels like her child is always sick. What's that about? Maybe she need to be focusing on being a better mother. Then maybe her reports be done on time. Like, hey, listen. Even if you never have that conversation with somebody and this is just a thought process or whatever that's spiraling in your mind, you're still attacking that person's character. And we have to be mindful to not take down who that person is just because of something that they did or did not do, because if you're doing that, chances are you've not forgiven that person.
Very true. I feel like one of the things that I am starting, so y'all, this ain't every time, but I'm starting to do, is someone comes at me sideways, I have to realize that something is going on with that person for them to come at me sideways. That's not their usual life. It's not the way they usually talk to me. So in that moment, I'm reminded I need to pray for that person because they got something going on and they may not be ready to talk to me about it, which is obvious because they're talking all types of crazy. So let me go ahead and pray, because it also helps me remember that it's my job to be a light at the end of the day. That's what I'm going to be judged on at the end of the day when Jesus comes and talks to me, you know, when the trumpet sounds at me in seats A1 and A2 and A3. All day. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing right on my end. Now, I'm starting to, so I know this is hard. This is very hard.
Yes.
Especially in the heat of the moment. So this is something you have to start practicing now when it's low level, so that when it comes high level and someone really goes crazy, your first thought is not to also go crazy, but to remember who you are and what your job is.
Absolutely. I think it's super important to do that because that can save a lot of hurt on your part as well. Because if you immediately go to tearing down this person, oh no, she didn't feel some kind of way about the way she came at me and so on and so forth, then it's really easy to take yourself through this entire mental process of building up all these negative thoughts about this person in a situation where it's like, wait, did anything really happen that I should be hurt about? Sometimes if we step back and we just analyze the situation instead of coming for the person because we didn't like the way that they said what they said, then it could save us a world of hurt too. So sometimes I look at the situation and it's like, well, wait, what just happened? And when I look at it that way, it's like, wait, if I needed to hear what the person had to say, but I just didn't like the way that they said it, then let me just let that roll off my back and let me keep it moving and take what I need from the conversation. And that's beneficial to me because then I don't spend all this time stewing and being mad for no reason. And lastly, consult God about addressing the offense. God is still in it. Now you could be, and the reason why we say that is because you could be 100.00% right about what happens. And sometimes God will be like, I need you to let this go and just move on. Or sometimes God will actually give you a window and say, you know what? Here's an opportunity to address it. I think that what's important is submitting to God about it and waiting on God to give you an opportunity instead of just deciding that you need to pick up the phone and let them know that I knew that I was right and I knew that you were wrong and I want to make sure that you are clear on the fact that you were wrong. I forgive you though, but I just want to tell you something and give you this little bit of just information about your life as you were.
Exactly. And the reason we wait for God's timing is that He is working on that person.
Yes.
He is reminding them that they are wrong. He is helping them figure out how to be okay with that themselves. If they're not a Christian, they got to do a lot of pride. Even if they are a Christian, hold it. They got to do a lot of pride. They have to, you know, be ready to apologize. And if you wait on God's timing, they may be the person to bring it up to you and go, hey, remember that conversation we had about an hour ago? That's my bad. I was wrong. I came at you crazy. I'm dealing with this, that, or whatever, but it's no excuse for how I spoke to you. Like, you have to let God do His thing because He's so much better.
Yes.
At it than you.
Heck yes. And God will also give you peace about the result. Because sometimes, you know, we want to confront things and let people know that they were wrong and that we were right. And then we want them to apologize, take a knee, and say, you know what, you are superior in your knowledge.
Kiss the ring.
And all that. And that does not necessarily always happen. And sometimes that's not how things get resolved. Most times it's not. And when you consult God about how to address it, God is also going to give you the peace that you need to have with the result that you get. Sometimes you have a conversation with somebody and they don't receive it at all. If you consulted God about it, God will give you peace about the result that you got, and you will feel good for releasing that offense. Or the person could apologize and God will enable you to receive that gracefully and not in a way that's like, darn right, you're sorry. You know what you did? My case was solid. So whether you get the result you want or the result that you don't want, God will allow you to receive that in the way that you need to receive it for everybody to move forward in peace.
Right. Decent and in order. That's how God works. We act messy on a very regular occasion.
Oh my gosh, our way is messy. We don't know how to do nothing clean. That's why we go to God. So guys, we hope that those tips were helpful to you for dealing with hurt feelings and conflict with people. And yeah, we definitely want to continue the conversation. So if you have anything else that you want to add, if you have tips of your own that you would like to share with us, we could definitely use them, because, you know, people stay beefing with us. And now I'm just playing, life be happening, because, you know, like I said, we're alive. So share them with us on social media. And as always, check out the website. There are a lot of other goodies. You can hear all of our other episodes and snippets and some really dope playlists and see some dope graphics. That's www.cleanearsshow.com. And bless your life.
Yes, this is for you guys. Do it for y'all. Do it for the culture.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.